95.3 Gorilla.
Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Let's just go full Captain Quinn in Jaws. Let's just tell some scar stories, right? How'd you get a crazy scar? What's it from? I feel like all these calls are going to be from guys today. Hey, good morning. You're on first.
Yeah, I got a scar on my arm because I broke up a knife fight in a bar one time between a bear and a shark.
A bear and a shark. Was this bar like in Zootopia? Where were you? What is this?
Yes.
My next guess was going to be like, were you all mascots like behind the scenes at Disney After Hours or something? Everybody that wear the suits out there? That's funny. All right, Michelle's up next. Michelle, tell us about your scar.
Yeah, my sister cut my ear in half getting out of the car because she slammed my head in the door.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Did she mean to? Was it intentional?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You still talk to her?
Yep.
What'd your parents do? I need to know what happened to your sister. What happened?
My parents told us that we were being bad, so they said that we couldn't go out to eat, and she didn't realize I was getting out right behind her, and she was slamming the door because she was mad, and my head was there, so.
Oh, she didn't really mean to then, right?
Yes. She still feels bad about it.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, at least you have a story to go along with it, right?
Oh, I do.
I'll tell you, if a sibling ever slammed my head in a car door, I would never let them live that down.
Yep.
Ever. Man, these are good. Who's next?
I always cut my thumb off with a knife when I was little.
Oof, God, that's not fun. That's gross. You okay? Why were you playing with a knife as a kid?
I was craving an apple.
Oh, geez, like you take it clean off? Like, what happened?
Pretty much. It was hanging by skin.
Oof. Ooh. Oh, no. Okay. That's enough for me. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you, but I need to hang up now. Goodbye. A little squeamish up in here for things like that. You know, I want all my digits attached, you know?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
The singer Pink recently admitted on a podcast that there's something very wrong with her birth certificate.
My name is Alicia.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, I guess, A-L-I-C-I-A, but it came out wrong on the birth certificate. It's A-L-E-C-I-A, and my parents couldn't be bothered. Yeah. Might have been drugs involved. I don't know, but... Yeah.
You know, there's a stand-up comedian that I really love. His name is Justin McKinney, and his parents named him J-U-S-T-O-N, Justin, just on, because he was born just on time. And he always makes the joke about, you know, it could have been just in time, too. Hate to break it to you, though, Pink. If your name's spelled wrong on your birth certificate, that's just how it's spelled now. That's how that works. The son of the Prince of Darkness, Jack Osborne, has opened up in a new interview about the final conversation that he had with his dad, Ozzy, before he died.
Right before I left, I was putting him to bed, and he was like brushing his teeth or whatever, and he was like looking at himself in the mirror, and he goes, "I think I'm gonna cut my hair off." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "I've retired. I'm not a rock star anymore." And so, like, I think about that, and I'm like, "Yeah, he was done. He was okay with his journey."
Glad to hear that he was good at the end. Ozzy was such an amazing talent. Charlie Puth is joining the AI music space. Charlie Puth, of all people.
Hello, everyone. It's Charlie here. I'm really excited to let all of you know that I've officially joined the team at Moises as their chief music officer, helping shape the future of how we can come together and create music.
I feel like we need to go full Terminator and just kill the AI stuff. Like, you know, it's everywhere. The AI slop is everywhere now. For real. And finally today, Wendy's in the news. They're hiring for a pretty unusual position. Listen to this.
Well, fast food giant Wendy's is looking for a chief tasting officer. And yes, the job is as simple as it sounds. Sit around eating Wendy's hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, and french fries and get paid a lot of money to do it. The salary? $100,000 a year. According to the company, the only job requirements include a mouth, a pulse, and some opinions.
And a treadmill. Don't forget the treadmill.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
You need a pilot.
I need a pilot.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah?
That's Oscar Isaac from The Force Awakens. Oscar is turning 47 today. Happy birthday to him. He was also fantastic in Dune. On this date back in 1959, Barbie made her debut at the American Toy Fair. Yeah, Barbie is, she's getting up there in years. Here's a vintage Barbie ad from 1961 introducing her boyfriend, Ken.
It all started at the dance. Barbie, the famous teenage fashion model doll by Mattel, felt that this was to be a special night. And then it happened. She met can.
Oh, how magical. Man, gag me with a spoon. March 9th is International Meatball Day.
It's such a beautiful night. How about a song?
Okay. On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Oh, I've been there, brother.
On this date, all the way back in 1964, the very first Ford Mustang rolled off the line. Yeah, Mustangs officially introduced March 9th, 1964. Mustang Sally, now, baby. That's obviously Wilson Pickett to celebrate right there. And I can't believe we just talked about Barbie a minute ago. I got to go back to this. Barbie made her debut today at the American Toy Fair, but I didn't play the best Barbie song, the only Barbie song we should play. I'll wake you up. There's some aqua. Happy Monday morning. It's March 9th today, 2026.